Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday, July 1st. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Booster shots coming in the fall will be tailored to the latest wave of the pandemic and target Omicron and its subvariants BA4 and BA5. This will hopefully provide more short-term immunity protections as new variants have been better able to evade current vaccines. Pfizer would most likely be the first ready with these new boosters. Carolyn Johnson, science reporter at the Washington Post, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Carolyn.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about what we might be seeing coming in the fall. The next booster shot that you receive for COVID-19 could be this updated one that is a little more tailored to the Omicron subvariants that we're seeing that are taking over the majority of cases right now. The last time, the FDA had advised companies to create two vaccines, basically, one that would be more of the original formula and one that was tailored more to the Omicron subvariants, BA4 and BA5. So it seems like that's the one that might be on the way again. So, Carolyn, tell us a little bit more about what we're hearing about this.
Yeah, the FDA this week had a day-long meeting of outside scientists and doctors who debated what to do, how to update the vaccine, because while there's a really well-vetted kind of well-established process for how we update the flu vaccine every year, we've not done this with COVID. And so they had to kind of go through a debate about when you change the vaccine, when the evidence points to it, what you change it to, how it gets used. And so, as you said, the FDA has decided to kind of create a two-part vaccine that includes the original formula that was designed to protect against the virus that was circulating in early 2020, and then a second part that's tailored against the BA4 and BA5 Omicron variants that are currently growing, about to take over the outbreak in the U.S. again.
One of the reasons for this, we've seen, you know, we've been going through it, right? That's why we've needed the boosters, is that while the original vaccine does well at preventing severe illness or hospitalizations, death, all of that, the immunity that it provides wears off over time. And as the new variants have come on board, really that immunity wears off a lot quicker now. So these new boosters catered to the Omicron variant help a little bit, at least with that short-term immunity.
I mean, the hope is that these shots will give us an advantage and going into the winter and fall season. It's also based on a lot of inferences about that. We don't actually know what's going to be circulating in the fall. It's probably not going to be BA4 or BA5. It's going to be something else. It could be another Omicron subvariant. It could be something else. We keep getting surprised. So this is kind of a best guess situation. We're trying to keep up really with the virus because we're in a chase with it right now. And it's definitely kind of an effort to acknowledge that the waning immunity of these vaccines needs to be helped. We need to restore people's immunity to potentially prepare for the winter. But I think, you know, people should also maybe look at this with their eyes wide open. We're not going to almost certainly get a situation where the vaccines, you know, reset the pandemic back to perfect protection, where we are protected against all infections and mild ones and bad ones. So we're really trying to kind of manage this with the best tools we have, but we still don't know enough about this virus. And keeping up with evolution is a pretty hard situation. As you know, with the flu vaccine, some years we choose a really good match to what turns out to circulate, and sometimes not a great match. And so the efficacy kind of varies.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we're always playing from behind, especially with the virus and how quickly it can change. So that's the concern there. And another thing, a couple things to note here. One of them is that this is coming in the form of a booster shot. If people are getting the vaccine for the first time, something like that, later on down the line, you're still probably going to get the original vaccine, and then this one catered to the Omicron thing would be a booster only.
Yeah, it's not going to be updating every shot. So if you haven't been vaccinated yet, or you're a child, you're getting your first shot or your second shot, you're not going to get this shot. It's partially because FDA said in their press release we're in a bit of a transition phase where, because we don't know where the next variants are going to come from, we're not yet, and people are still building immunity, we're just not going to switch everything over the way we do with flu, where everyone gets the same booster every, you know, if there's no, there isn't, you know, a primary thing that's different than the booster. So I think that will probably change as this goes on, but for now, that's how it'll be.
And the last
thing, we don't know how universally it'll be given yet either. It could potentially be given to everyone, offered to everyone who gets a booster. It could be offered as just to, like, at-risk people. We kind of have to wait to see what they recommend.
And the last thing to note on this is that the price of the vaccine is going up. Pfizer is the one who's going to be in position to offer this probably first. Moderna is going to take a little bit longer to offer this booster catered to the Omicron subvariants. But the U.S. has already done another purchase of these rebooted vaccines. And as I mentioned, the price is going up. And Pfizer said that the price is probably going to go up even more after the pandemic is all over.
Oh, yeah. They've been saying that all along. So it's not a huge surprise. But because we see this big government, the government just announced a $3.2 billion agreement to purchase 105 million doses. We can see that they're a bit more expensive than they were in 2020. So I expect, I mean, it hasn't been fully spelled out, though, that the government's going to probably provide this free, similar to how all of the vaccines have been thus far. Eventually, we will likely see the government stop purchasing the vaccines centrally, and it'll become something more like flu, where insurers
are covering it.
Private insurers.
Yeah.
To do that part of it.
All right. Well, we'll see how this develops. And like I said, pretty soon in the fall, this will probably be the boosters we'll be getting. Carolyn Johnson, science reporter at the Washington Post. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.